Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Press Start Podcast. I'm your host as always, Stuart Lang, and alongside me is Liam Morrow. But just first off, I will apologise to the fact that we have been a little bit spotty over the last couple of weeks in terms of consistency of shows. There's been a whole lot of upheaval in my side of things. I've moved house, if you remember me saying that. Also, last time I think we spoke, I had just booked myself a week in Rome. And aside from all of this, I still don't have internet in my current flat at the moment, which is great. It's going to end up being like 5 weeks without internet by the time it gets installed, which should be next Wednesday, but I'm crossing no fingers. But yeah, it's been a manic few weeks. But yeah, we are back and hopefully we are raring to go. And if there are any problems, then I apologise that it is my phone that's cut out, or I'm currently locked in a room with my cat, so she may have something to say about things as well. But yes, before I continue to just jabber on about life and whatever the hell else takes my fancy, I'll introduce Liam. Liam, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Excited about Doncaster.
Yes, yeah, Doncaster is very soon now.
Yeah,
it's
both going to.
Yes, so for those of you who may not have picked up on this, Retro Collective Europe are taking over the retro games market in Doncaster. There's a bunch of us going. It is going to be an extremely fun weekend. If you are in the, what was that, probably Midlands area of England, if you are within driving distance of Doncaster, then I believe it is the 12th of August that the actual market happens. So come, say hello, and yeah, come and talk to us. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, my first time going, so
yeah,
don't know what to expect yet, but I imagine a lot of drunken antics.
Well, I'm wanting to see if I'm wanting to see if you English guys can keep up with the two Scots that are going to be there. So,
speaking from personal experience, no.
See, Ryan, that's Liam's brother. To everyone listening, Ryan and his wife. I've drunk with them before. They didn't do too badly, but you know, I was in no way all the way up in fifth gear at that point. So we'll see if I hit that this weekend. Some big stuff that we've missed in the time that we've been away and not able to record and that kind of thing. And that is, E3 happened. Really biggest weekend in the gaming calendar. So yeah, we've got a few things that we're going to touch upon just in terms of what we're excited about, other things that have been announced. I'm going to do a couple of little kind of couldn't give a flying fuck moments here, just from looking down like lists and stuff like that of what was announced, just refreshing my memory a little bit. Rayman Rabbits and Mario, something about Nintendo Switch. It's a fucking children's console. If you've got one as an adult, then I'm sorry. Lost a little bit of respect. Anyway, Minecraft in 4K. Wonderful.
Oh, fucking Minecraft.
Yep. For my thoughts on Minecraft, see playing Rabbids on the Switch, okay? it's the same thing, right? Minecraft is a learning tool for children in primary school. That is the only time that Minecraft should ever be used by anyone. So, yeah, that's great. So, also, for anything to look 4K, like, Minecraft is a pixel art, like, it's like saying, oh, you can now finally play, you know, Pac-Man in 4K. Like, great. It's pixels.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I don't know. I've got a friend at work, and she says her nephew or something will sit there for, like, hours on end just watching people playing Minecraft on, like, yeah, Twitch.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what are you getting out of that, just watching people? Like, if you've got the game, you can play the game, so why just sit and watch it for hours?
Yeah,
like, I don't get it.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, I will admit, I kind of feel that about, like, Let's Plays anyway. Like, I mean, on one hand, there's some of them are pretty entertaining. Like, I quite liked, like, I've not watched, like, entire games worth, but, you know, I have watched some, like, Slender Man Let's Plays, you know, Resident Evil, so it's sort of like the horror genre games, because I'm not going to play them anyway because I'm a shite bag. So if I watch someone else play it, then at least, you know, I'm sort of seeing the game. I can, you know, have a little bit of a decision about it, kind of thing. But yeah, like, I'm just not interested in Minecraft. Not really interested in watching people play. But there's, as with every E3, there's always some amazing announcements, amazing things come out of it. And while we don't have something as exciting as a Fallout 4 to look forward to, there are plenty of good things. Now, Liam, you said already you've got a couple of things that you're really excited about, so I'll let you talk about them before I give you my two. But I get a very good feeling that at least one of them is going to cross over.
Yeah, the first one, probably the same as what Stuart's got, is Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yes.
Which is going right back to Egypt, to the first assassin, setting up the first Brotherhood. And yeah, it'll be, I mean, for a long time I thought sort of Altair was sort of the first big assassin, if you were.
Yeah.
But it turns out, no, it was long before that. So, yeah, that will be interesting.
Yes, yeah.
I've already got my eye on the Collector's Edition, which I have no idea what's in it, but there's going to be, I imagine, some sort of statue. Probably some DLC, maybe. Well, I think one, I got a fucking soundtrack or something, which, yeah, not sure what that's about in a game, but
yeah. No, that's definitely one of mine as well. Like, I mean, the trailer looks absolutely unreal. I am completely unapologetic in my love of Assassin's Creed games. You guys all know that if you listen to even one of these shows, it comes up basically once a week. I was sort of joking on my Twitter feed, which actually, well, I remember, is Out After Dark 216, but it's now private. So if you're wanting to follow me from listening to the show, just send me a little message, and yeah, we'll get talking. That's good. But yeah, like my Twitter feed was sort of kind of joked about how when I went to Rome, that I was going to have like a photo album called like Stuff I've Climbed in Assassin's Creed. Yeah, like it was unreal seeing some of the stuff in person, how good a job that they'd done. Like, I know that I'd sent Liam a few messages while I was there, like of the Pantheon and stuff like that, and the work that these guys done on making these places look as good as possible. So that makes me have so much faith in whoever's making the world of Egypt, and just having it look as jaw-droppingly beautiful as possible. And I think the fact they've taken a year off as well just means that this is going to be just oozing quality. I think it's going to be the best Assassin's Creed in years.
Yeah, I've said before, like, them taking a year off was probably the smartest thing they could have done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because, like we said before, Syndicate was, I think it was sort of damage control after Unity, but it still ended up being a pretty damn good game.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed Syndicate, actually, yeah. Like, to the point I kind of want to play it again. Syndicate
I'm still on 3 at the moment, just sort of finishing up now. So, yeah, I'll be on to Black Flag soon.
Yes, oh, perfect. Well,
yes, I know it's your favourite one, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's definitely my favourite. But yeah, we're not here to talk about Assassin's Creed as much as we both want to and probably could. To be honest with you, as much as I'm excited for Assassin's Creed Egypt, the thing that has stolen E3 for me is undoubtedly Wolfenstein 2.
Yes, the New Colossus.
The trailer for that is just absolutely incredible. If you're listening to this show, pause this now, okay? Go to YouTube and watch the trailer for New Colossus, okay? I'll wait. Okay, so, right, now you've watched the trailer. Holy fuck, it looks amazing. Like, it's like, I'm really, I'm fascinated by World War II history. I love, fucking hell, I was about to say I love the Nazis. Not what I'm not like not I, no, no. I love so I'm really interested in that sort of that kind of thing. You know, I like learning about it. I like knowing about it. I find it all very, very interesting. And like the setting for the original Wolfenstein reboot, which what was that? New Order. Like as a game world, like for me personally, I would say like aside from probably Rapture, it's the my favorite game world ever. I was absolutely captivated by it. I thought it was phenomenal, and this looks just so much better. And I honestly, I cannot wait. I just can't wait.
It looks completely mad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think there's been lessons probably taken from the likes of Doom a little bit. In terms of gunplay, but I mean, you know, you still have, you know, you're still able to like double wield or dual wield guns in the first Wolfenstein as well. So yeah, like this to me, just I think this is going to be something really, really special. Yeah, cannot wait. So, did you have anything else any different from Assassin's Creed and Wolfenstein?
I've got one, which is it's been in development for a few years now, but it's Cuphead.
Okay, yeah.
Which is sort of like an old school platformer, but the reason it's taken so long is because they've basically hand animated the whole game. There's no computer generated stuff at all. It's all hand drawn. So it's like sort of one of your sort of 50s, 60s cartoons, like the old black and white Mickey Mouse cartoons. That sort of animation, but a game. And yeah, I've seen a few trailers of it, and it's just the screens are so hectic all the time. And it just looks one of those games that it's going to be so frustrating to play, but ultimately so rewarding.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of out on that regard. Like I've kind of fallen out of love with that kind of frustration. I like a game I can just kind of do my own thing, take my own time, and if I continue to die and get back up and blah blah blah, I kind of lose the will to live with it a little bit. So I think Cuphead's going to be one that I skip. So yeah, that's probably. It's actually quite good that we disagree on something. Actually, it's probably because that's other than Fallout. I don't think we've ever found anything else. So there we go.
No, it don't happen a lot. So no, that's probably good.
Yeah, but yeah. So other than that, from E3, I mean, there's a few other big announcements. We're getting a new Need for Speed before the end of the year. Need for Speed Payback. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure I can probably wait until it's on EA Access. I still haven't played the last Need for Speed game that I could download for free on EA Access.
You should. It's pretty good.
Is it pretty good? Right. Well, as soon as my internet gets back up and running, then I'll maybe check that out. But yeah, in terms of driving games, I'm totally spoiled by Forza Horizon 3. That to me is just absolutely perfect.
They announced at E3 Forza 7, didn't they?
Yes, yeah. The sort of Gran Turismo style Forza games don't really interest me quite as much. I like the open world aspect of Horizon. So, you know what? Maybe that'll be a reason I actually quite enjoy Need for Speed. Then I'll give it a bash. It's free, so why not? Another big announcement, there's going to be a God of War, whatever it's going to be called. I think there was a God of War 4, so yeah, there's going to be a new God of War. I believe it. This is definitely the last one with Kratos in it.
Yeah, they said that last time. Right?
They said that last time. I'm sure that we'll see Kratos again at some point. Now, one here that I think is kind of interesting is BioWare's announcement. Which is a game called Anthem. And it's like an online co-op kind of MMO made by BioWare.
Yeah, kind of in the same vein as Destiny, isn't it?
Yeah, and I feel like I should be excited by this. But I'm just not.
From what I can work out, it's what just what I've seen. It the basic story is you're on a foreign world and you're in like a walled community, but these people go out and look for like resources and stuff, and that's what you play. And you join other people in raiding dungeons and what have you. But they haven't said whether there's any sort of PvP mode or not. Mm-hmm. So, not sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine there's going to be some sort of PvP, even if it's not in straight from release. Like, I mean, even Wildlands is getting PvP at some point. Just to keep people on it. Like, I mean, The Division did pretty well of keeping people on. I mean, sort of nearly 18 months later, there's still people playing that. So, I think Anthem is probably going to kind of struggle, to be honest with you. I think that BioWare's stock has kind of been dented with Mass Effect Andromeda. So I think whatever sort of good faith people had for them is kind of dead a little bit, you know, like as good as like Dragon's Age, Knights of the Old Republic and stuff were. They've kind of taken a dunt with Andromeda. So I'm not excited in that regard. As much as I've defended Andromeda, I've defended Andromeda on this show. But it doesn't make me excited to get another BioWare game. And depending on its release time, Destiny 2 is going to be a juggernaut in terms of this kind of game. Like, people who are going to look at Anthem are already definitely playing Destiny, and it's going to take a lot to shift them off it.
I think at the moment, it's still quite early. They're looking at sort of end of 2018, I think, from what they saw. I'm not sure how reliable that is, because let's face it, they change their mind all the time when it's going to be released. So,
yeah, exactly.
South Park, we finally got a release date for The Fractured Butthole, but that kept getting moved and moved and moved, so who knows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll see. I mean, regardless of when this comes out, I mean, if you're saying, you know, sort of penciling like an autumn 2018 kind of date, if we look at Destiny, so Destiny 2 comes out in, I think it's September, October this year. I forget the actual dates because I've not been online in a month, so apologies. but yeah, you've got Destiny 2 coming out. If you look at Destiny 1, they released a bollock load of content for the sort of 1 year anniversary of the game. And I think that that's all they need to do to really, really put a stick in the spoke of the wheels of Anthem here. Just a really, really sizable DLC for Destiny 2 coming out a week before Anthem, and they have really damaged that game.
I think Anthem is going to be... It will be a buy for sort of your Mass Effect diehards. Because from what I can work out, there's still like lots of what they call exosuits and weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be taking certain elements from Mass Effect and putting it in a new IP. So sort of the older players still have something there.
Yeah.
That they can get their teeth into.
If there's any Mass Effect diehards left.
Yeah. Oh, I still like Mass Effect. Like, I've just... You know, I'm going to start playing from the beginning again soon, probably.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. No,
I'm still going to play it.
Yeah. Okay. but yeah, so we've got a few other things coming out. Like, there's a new there's a Dragon Ball Z fighting game that looks very much like Marvel versus Capcom. There's a bunch of other things like. Let me see, where'd we go? There was new trailers for like Battlefront 2, a couple other things that we've had announced already. Beyond Good and Evil 2, I think, is probably the biggest surprise from the weekend.
Yeah.
In terms of announcements. I don't think anyone really saw that coming. Everything else was at least rumored, other than Beyond Good and Evil 2. So that's an interesting one. Did you play the first one?
I got it as sort of a Games with Gold thing,
yeah.
And it sat there, and I just sort of I still haven't played it.
Okay.
I don't know why. There's no sort of reason. There's always been sort of a new game that's come out, or you know, I've been talking to someone else about something, and I started playing that, or you know, there's no bad reason why I haven't played. It's just sort of sat there waiting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's one I've not really played either, but I know it's got a massive cult following. Do you know what? I've just realised that I had a third game that I think is going to be absolutely mind-blowing, and that's Metro Exodus. Again, if you want to pause this now and go and watch the trailer, come back to me, then do that. Okay, so now you've seen the trailer. Bloody hell, like, did you play either of the first two Metro games, Liam?
No.
No, they are
no,
great first-person shooters.
Yeah, they're sort of like Fallout, aren't they?
No, not at all. Not at all. They're more Bioshock, if anything. They're just atmospheric shooters. This one, however, looks very open world. It looks like it's going to be pretty kind of Fallout-y. And yeah, I'm excited for this. Like, I think it could be a really sort of good kind of open world survival horror kind of game. It's going to be on the Xbox One X, which I think I kind of want.
I want it because it's a new Xbox, but I don't know whether I actually need it or not.
Oh, I absolutely don't need it. There's very little I actually need.
Sort of memory. Hello?
Hello, yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still there. I was stopping talking so you could.
All right. Apart from the sort of memory thing, you know, I've got a sort of 1 terabyte hard drive on mine.
Yeah.
Which seems to do me fine.
Yeah.
I haven't got a 4K TV, so I won't need the definition upgrade. So they're the two sort of main things you look at upgrading, really.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a 4K TV, and one of the reasons I'm tempted, I'm thinking Metro Exodus, Assassin's Creed Origins, I get an upgrade from Forza 3 and Halo Wars 2 as well, so I get them in 4K. And then you've got the likes of, the new Assassin's Creed, State of Decay 2, Middle-earth Shadow of War is coming to it as well, I'm really, really tempted by this. Annoyingly, I did only get my 1S like last year, which is pretty annoying.
But if you trade in, you should get a bit of a better price for
it. Exactly. I mean, I'll not skin myself to get one, but like I will admit I have kind of noted interest on it, so I'm kind of intrigued by this, and I think I'm probably going to end up with one at some point, so we will see. Do you know what, aside from E3 and all that kind of thing, it's actually been a really, really tough few weeks to have not had the internet, because there's so much come out that I really, really want to play. A couple of weeks ago when we last spoke, we were talking about Tekken 7. I'm still desperate to have a shot of that. I was going to get it just to give it a bash, and then sort of worry about like achievements and updates and all that sort of thing afterwards. But I thought, well, what if I get bored with it? It's just pointless. I really want to go back to Morrowind and Elder Scrolls Online. Dirt 4 looks incredible.
That's going back to the old school rallying, isn't it?
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Sort of the Jim Carter and stuff like that.
Dirt Rally was great, but it was the Dark Souls of driving games. So that was totally brutal. But yeah, really excited about that. So there's like four or five games that have come out in the last couple of months that I'm like, oh, I really want to play them. The only new release that I've actually played was because it's my flatmate's birthday last week, so I decided to pick her up Wipeout for the PS4. So I've had a little shot at that, and god damn, that's hard. It's so hard, but...
Yeah, did you ever play the original one? The old school one?
Yeah, I don't remember it being as solid as that.
It was still difficult, but, yeah. Yeah, it was just... It was one of those games that was, like, so frustrating, but when you took a turn perfectly without, like, going miles off the edge or something, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely a grinding one, but she's currently sitting playing Horizon as well, so that's that looks pretty cool. I don't know if it's my kind of game, but it's certainly kind of relaxing to watch someone else play it. So that's pretty good. Other than that, I'm desperate to get back into it myself. Desperate, can't wait. There's 300 updates that my console need to do in order for me to play anything whatsoever. It's like I tried to tether my phone to my Xbox so I could have a little shot of Shadow of Mordor, and it needed a gigabyte update and stuff, and I'm just like, oh, fuck's sake. I just need my internet here now, thanks.
Yeah.
So with any luck, next time you hear my voice, I should be knee deep in Xbox games. Whatever else people use the internet for these days. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. I'm going to call it a day now so it's not too big a file for us to have to upload. Thanks for listening. Make sure that you like, share and subscribe. Don't mean that at all. Make sure you like the Radulich and Broadcasting Network on Facebook, and you're following myself on Twitter at OutAfterDark216. Like I say, count's private, so just ping me a little message to sort of let me know that you want to follow me from hearing the show. Liam, anything you want to say before we head off?
No, except that I'm also on Twitter, the Grimfish, and it's public, so if you just want to have a nose thing, go for it, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure why mine's private at the moment. It was a good idea when I did it, so thanks very much for listening, everyone, and all things going to plan, you'll hear our voices again in 7 days. Peace out.